You're used to it, right? We're very happy tonight to welcome Mary Jo Bang to the festival and to campus. Mary Jo Bang grew up in St. Louis. She earned an MA in sociology from Northwestern University, a BA in photography from Westminster University in London, and finally an MFA from Columbia University. She's published four collections. Her first book, Apology for Want, was awarded the Bakeless Prize and also the Great Lakes Colleges Association New Writers Award. Her second book, Louise in Love, received an Alice Fade and Castagnola Award from the Poetry Society of America. Her third book, The Downstream Extremity of the Isle of Swans, these titles are enough for me, all by themselves. The Downstream Extremity of the Isle of Swans won the University of Georgia Press Contemporary Poetry Series competition. And her newest book, The Eye Like a Strange Balloon, was published last year by Grove Press. She's received numerous grants and awards, including a Guggenheim Foundation grant and a Hodder Fellowship from Princeton University. And she was poetry editor at Boston Review, a journal of politics and poetry, for 10 years, just until this past year. And she currently teaches at Washington University in St. Louis. Mary Jo Bang is a unique poet, witty, inventive, smart, and then prone to surprising turns of lyricism where you would least expect them. Her poems have appeared in journals as far apart in audience and sensibility as The New Yorker, East Coast Literary Establishment, and New American Writing, West Coast Experimental Poetry Establishment, and most places in between. Her poems take us into a world that we find at once inventive and familiar, sometimes maze-like, sometimes open and easy. It's an elegant, intelligent world, even when its particulars include the inelegant, like the brothel diorama or Jimmy Neutron in Toontown. In this world, as in the one that we live in, elegance and buffoonery seemed joined at the hip, which means in a poem, joined not simply at the level of personality and subject, but down in the particularities of grammar and sound and play. Some readers find Mary Jo Bang's poems abstract or difficult, words that often stand in for non-narrative, though sometimes they stand in for, I had to read it twice before I understood it. But I think these poems in their own way are very steeped in narrative. In her own words, the act of watching the now, where plenty is always happening. This is particularly so in her second book, Louise in Love, but qualities of character and of place survive even in the most abstract or lyrical of her poems. Seeing clearly and specifically always seems to me to suggest a story, because whatever is there came to be there, and it won't always be there. So even if it's just the aqua green goes with the pink in a way no one knows what will happen, there's always a story present in seeing. I've been quoting these little taglines from Mary Jo Bang's newest book, The Eye Like a Strange Balloon, a collection of ekphrastic poems responding to works of modern and contemporary artists, including filmmakers, painters, photographers, and collagists. After reading this book, I have a new, shorter definition of ekphrasis, which is a moving eye followed by a witty tongue. Please welcome Mary Jo Bang.